Namaste, dear listener. And how are you today? I ask because I care. And life is better when you know that somebody cares about you. Isn't it? Yeah. So, take my hand and let's take a journey together because as a fully unlicensed life coach, I'm here to guide you on that journey. The journey we call life. So, here's what I was thinking, guys. You know, have you had a good day? Did you celebrate that good day? Were you excited about having a good day? Did you let the good day carry on to the next one? Did you let that energy, that positive energy, just carry you through another day? Well, that's how it works. It's kind of like Alcoholics Anonymous. It's one day at a time. It's happiness. That's what we are. Happiness is one day at a time. Don't expect it. You just have to look for it. It'll happen. The universe wants you to be happy. So just think of it as one day at a time. Don't pick up that anger. Like they say in AA, don't pick up that drink. Don't pick up that anger. Whatever somebody's throwing at you, don't pick it up. Somebody at work is like, you know, trying to throw some shade on you. Stay out of that shade that day. One day at a time. It's happiness. You can do it. And every day, do something that makes you happy. Every day, no matter what it is. If it's just waking up and petting your cat, do that. That'll start your day happy. If it's getting up and having a good espresso from a really nice espresso machine, do that. Or if it's just getting up and thinking, boy, and this is going to sound weird, but boy, that was a really good poop. That was like a burden off my soul. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. I know it sounds weird, but sometimes, have you ever had a poop that was so good, you just felt better? You felt lighter? You felt thinner? You felt better about yourself? That's right. That one day, you had that poop that one day, and you were better. See, it's all back to the one day thing. That's what I'm talking about. So don't let life get you down. Just admit that your life has become manageable. See, in AA, they like to say your life has become unmanageable. But it's not. You run your life. You are in control of your life. Happiness doesn't come from other people. It comes from within. Make yourself happy, and then you will be able to make others happy. Don't rely on the world around you to be your compass on happiness, because you can find your way to happiness. You know, see, everybody really knows what makes them happy. And that's one of the things I think about depression. You know, when people say, I'm depressed, I need medicine. Maybe you don't really need medicine. Maybe you just need a change in your life. Have you ever thought about that? Sometimes maybe you're just depressed because you hate your job, or you hate the city you live in, or you hate your neighbors because you can hear their, like, weird country music coming through the wall. That could be depressive. So maybe it's just a change and you don't really need medicine, because medicine jacks with your brain. You know, don't you think our brain has enough work to do reminding us to walk and eat and breathe at night while we're asleep? Can you imagine that? Your brain has to remind you to sleep while you're at night. Wow, that's deep. I just thought of that. Sometimes you could be so asleep that your brain might go, huh, ooh, what was that? I forgot to sleep. I mean to breathe. You know what I meant. So guys, you know, just take it one day at a time. Happiness, one day at a time. And if you got some questions you need for me to answer, just leave me a voicemail here. I'm here for you. I'll always be here for you. Because I'm Larry, your unlicensed life coach. So until next time, I love you guys. The universe loves you guys. And Earth Mother loves you too. So, namaste. Bye-bye, guys. Namaste, dear listener, and how are you today? I ask because I care, and life is better when you know somebody cares about you. And as a fully unlicensed life coach, I'm here to guide you on that path that we called life. So take my hand and walk with me, or I'll walk with you, whatever makes you feel better. But let's do it together, shall we? So, hello, glitter sisters and sister misters and glitter gladiators. It's so nice to be back here on the podcast. I took a little bit of a break, probably too long of one. You know, sometimes when you get out of habit of doing something, you just stop doing it. But I had so many requests. They were like, Larry, please bring back your inspirational podcast. And they were like, Larry, we need you. I love when people say it like that. Larry, we need you. So I'm here to help you. And I want to ask you, you know, now that it's the new year, have you kept your new year resolutions? Are you still keeping them, or did you stop them like the first or second day after? Because sometimes when you make those resolutions, you have to really, really decide, is this one I can do? Like, I promise to drink more water. That's pretty easy to do. But if you say, I promise that I'm going to cut out French fries this year, well, you can probably bet you're not going to do that. That's what I'm thinking. People make those resolutions they just can't do. And then it makes you feel bad about yourself because you're like, you know, I wasn't able to accomplish my goals. Well, sometimes that doesn't really matter. Sometimes goals aren't important. One day at a time is important. Yeah, I used to love that show, didn't you, about the lady that had the two daughters? But that's not really what I'm talking about. One day at a time in your life, just make it through one day. Be happy one day, and the next day, be happy. You see what I'm saying? Don't give up. Never give up. Listen, put your hand on your heart right now. Put your hand on your heart. Do you feel that heartbeat? That means you're alive. That's right. And whatever you think that things aren't going your way, put your hand right there on your heart and you'll go, I'm alive. I am alive and I still have a chance to reach my dreams and my goals. And you do. You know, life is just too short not to be happy. You know? And so if something is making you unhappy, stop doing it. Stop being with whoever's making you unhappy. You know, and you say, well, that's easier said than done. Because, you know, what if I'm with my husband or my wife and I don't want to lose everything I've worked for all these years? That's depressing, isn't it? Isn't that depressing? You're going to think, I'm just going to be trapped because of stuff? You know, stuff can be replaced. Just let it go. Like they said in that Disney thing, you know, let it go. What movie was that? It was about the girl that was freezing or something, wasn't it? Anyway, you know, I had fun doing this, and I need to do this more. I need to come back and talk to you and help you with your life, because it helps me. When I help people, I know that I discover things about myself. And that feels so good. You know what I'm saying. All right. So, until next time, keep looking up at the stars and keep reaching for the stars, because one day you will be a star. You just have to keep that in your mind. All right. Love you guys. This is Larry saying, make sure to subscribe to the podcast. Share it with your friends, because you know somebody needs to hear this. Everybody has a friend that needs a little uplifting. You know what I mean? Sometimes life is just like saggy boobs. You got to lift it up a little bit. That's just a little joke for you ladies. All right. I love you guys. Till next time. Namaste. Namaste, dear listener. And how are you today? I ask because I care. And life is better when you know somebody cares about you. And as a fully unlicensed life coach, I'm here to guide you on that path that we called life. So take my hand and walk with me, or I'll walk with you, whatever makes you feel better. But let's do it together, shall we? So hello, glitter sisters and sister misters and glitter gladiators. It's so nice to be back here on the podcast. I took a little bit of a break, probably too long of one. You know, sometimes when you get out of habit of doing something, you just stop doing it. But I had so many requests. They were like, Larry, please bring back your inspirational podcast. And they were like, Larry, we need you. I love when people say it like that. Larry, we need you. So I'm here to help you. And I want to ask you, you know, now that it's the new year, have you kept your new year resolutions? Are you still keeping them, or did you stop them like the first or second day after? Because sometimes when you make those resolutions, you have to really, really decide, is this one I can do? Like, I promise to drink more water. That's pretty easy to do. But if you say, I promise that I'm going to cut out French fries this year, well, you can probably bet you're not going to do that. That's what I'm thinking. People make those resolutions they just can't do. And then it makes you feel bad about yourself because you're like, you know, I wasn't able to accomplish my goals. Well, sometimes it doesn't really matter. Sometimes goals aren't important. One day at a time is important. Yeah, I used to love that show, didn't you, about the lady that had the two daughters? But that's not really what I'm talking about. One day at a time in your life, just make it through one day. Be happy one day, and the next day, be happy. You see what I'm saying? Don't give up. Never give up. Listen, put your hand on your heart right now. Put your hand on your heart. Do you feel that heartbeat? That means you're alive. That's right. And whatever you think that things aren't going your way, put your hand right there on your heart and you'll go, I'm alive. I am alive and I still have a chance to reach my dreams and my goals. And you do. You know, life is just too short not to be happy. You know? And so if something is making you unhappy, stop doing it. Stop being with whoever's making you unhappy. You know, and you say, well, that's easier said than done. Because, you know, what if I'm with my husband or my wife and I don't want to lose all everything I've worked for all these years? That's depressing, isn't it? Isn't that depressing? You're going to think, I'm just going to be trapped because of stuff? You know, stuff can be replaced. Just let it go. Like they said in that Disney thing, you know, let it go. What movie was that? It was about the girl that was freezing or something, wasn't it? Anyway, you know, I had fun doing this, and I need to do this more. I need to come back and talk to you and help you with your life, because it helps me. When I help people, I know that I discover things about myself. And that feels so good. You know what I'm saying. All right. So until next time, keep looking up at the stars and keep reaching for the stars, because one day you will be a star. You just have to keep that in your mind. All right. Love you guys. This is Larry saying, make sure to subscribe to the podcast. Share it with your friends, because you know somebody needs to hear this. Everybody has a friend that needs a little uplifting. You know what I mean? Sometimes life is just like saggy boobs. You got to lift it up a little bit. That's just a little joke for you ladies. All right. I love you guys. Till next time. Namaste.